Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Just on my way back to the office after a meeting with a new client that I've been working with for about a month now. This is a small firm coaching engagement, so they're a small professional services operation. They've got a little bit of a marketing team, and I'm coming in as the coach to help their marketing team do better. And, you know, it's a great meeting. You know, a lot of value being created. I'm happy with the way the work is going. The client seems happy. The team is really starting to kind of find their rhythm. And everything's great. Everything's excellent. Everything's as it should be. And it's got me thinking about, you know, these moments are special moments. These moments when you're creating value for a client and the client appreciates that value and you know that good things are happening. These are special, special moments. And when they happen for you, you really got to relish them. You got to enjoy that moment. Because, I mean, hopefully they happen more often than not. But if you're in a place where they're not happening as much as they should be happening, these moments, then you really want to relish them and really get a feel for what it's like, right? Really lean into it and enjoy it. But if this does not happen for you as much as you'd like it to, where you feel like you're really in the zone, you feel like you're really hitting your sweet spot as a professional, you're creating the right value for the right kind of client, and everyone's just, you know, everyone is loving it and everything is as it should be. If that's not happening for you as much as you'd like it to be, then I think you got to step back and ask yourself some really difficult questions. Okay, you got to ask yourself, am I working with the right clients, first of all? You know, this client is, I would say, right, you know, smack dab in the middle of my ideal client profile. Like they are my ideal client almost to a T. In that, they have the problem that I solve. They know that they need an expert to come in and solve the problem for them. They have very few alternatives to working with me. And they're set up for success, that they have all the right ingredients in place for us to really knock this out of the park. All they were missing was me. That's ideal. That's perfect. I mean, it really doesn't get much better than that, does it? And so if you're not finding those kinds of clients, then I think there's one of two problems here. First of all, maybe you're not positioned right. Maybe you're not positioned as the specialist, as the expert that you know you are, but that your clients don't know you are. Right, so maybe you're too much of a generalist. Maybe you're going out and you're promising to anybody with a checkbook that you can solve their problem, but they're not looking for somebody who can solve anyone's problem. They're looking for somebody who can solve their problem. So maybe you are a specialist deep down, but nobody knows it because your positioning and your marketing is too general. Or maybe you just haven't found the right clients. And that's very likely a problem as well, because even once you have a specialist position, even when you've taken that step and you've claimed an expert position in the marketplace, and you've claimed that, look, I do my best work for these types of clients, and here's how I do it, then it's not like they just show up at your doorstep all of a sudden. I wish that were the case, right? You hang out your shingle and you tell everyone that you're an expert and you're a specialist, and here's who you do your best work for, and here's how it works, and they just start showing up in droves. I mean, that would be amazing. Unfortunately, that's not how the real world works. The way it really works is you got to go out, you got to find them. You got to go out and find them. You got to hunt for them. You got to have a lot of conversations with a lot of different people before you find the few, the 1% of clients who are really up your alley. And look, that's a bit of trial and error. You know, we've all got to put in our time working with nightmare clients, working with terrible clients. And often it's those experiences working with bad clients that help us begin to appreciate, you know, who the good clients are and what they look like and what traits and characteristics they have, so that when we find them, we know who they are, right? We can spot them out of a crowd. But that's a process, right? So first of all, are you positioned as an expert, as a specialist? If you're not, that's the first problem you got to solve. And look, nobody else can solve that for you, because that's in your head. That's in your head. If you're going around, you know, marketing yourself and selling yourself as a generalist problem solver who can make any problem go away within your sphere of work, that's your problem. Okay, I can't solve that for you. A client can't solve that for you. And don't blame anybody but yourself when your work is less than optimal, or when clients aren't happy, or when you're not charging as much as you should be charging. Don't blame anybody but yourself. That's your fault. Okay, you got to have the confidence to go out there and stake a claim, right? To stake a specialist position in your marketplace. And that begins with you. But once you've done that, then you got to go out and find the right clients, right? The truth is, not every client is going to appreciate your specialist position in the marketplace. That's what makes you a specialist, is that only some clients are going to see the value in working with you. Only some clients are going to see the value in paying you a premium over somebody else. Only some clients are really going to truly value and appreciate your expertise. And you got to go out and find them, because they're not going to come to you. But when you find them, amazing things happen. Okay, because first of all, when you begin to find these clients, you begin to develop confidence that they are in fact out there. They're not just a figment of your imagination or some kind of like ideal client that you wrote down on paper. They actually are out there in the flesh. And once you find one, then you find another, and you find another, and you find another. And then eventually you know exactly who you want to work with, and you can spot them from a mile away. And that's when the real magic begins. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.